say my most space-consuming hobby is definitely my hunting stuff. I've got, I've just, it's everywhere. It's my basement, basically. Followed by probably the RC cars that the kids and I play with, just because of the size of them. And then, you know, radio doesn't take up a lot of space. I don't have that much gear anymore. The antenna's outside, so that's all situated. I've got the power supply neatly set up on the, under the desk. I've got a 705 neatly set up on the desk, and then I've got wall plate SO2 for all my coax. So it doesn't take up a lot of space. I've only got a handful of HTs, like my 878, which I'm on my third one. So that's another radio I've bought and sold too many times, and kind of even regretted it buying a third time. But it is part of radio I did enjoy when I was new, just buying and selling and trying new radios and eventually landing on the ones that I think are forever radios. So those radios I've kind of gotten smart with, if you want to call it smart. I've put more money into them than they need. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Armalock, but I've got two radios in Armalock cages, which are pretty costly, and I don't think you'll ever get your money back out of the radio and the cage if you sell it. So those are my set them up, and even if I don't use them, leave them in the closet radios.